Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the weekend, there was a shooting that took place on West Chippewa involving two 19-year-olds. One died as a result of the shooting, and the other one was injured and taken to the hospital. While the incident appears to be targeted in nature, what was going through your mind when you first heard of this incident and what had taken place?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it was a very tragic situation, and it's something that nobody wants to see anywhere, let alone down in, you know, the entertainment district. So, you know, obviously just the safety of the guests or coming downtown and everybody's, you know, staff and our friends that own other businesses downtown, you know, you want to make sure everybody's safe too, because you never know the severity of what happened. But, you know, after hearing everything that happened and hearing that it was targeted and things like that, I guess, you know, the positive, I guess, is that it wasn't just some random, you know, fight that happened in the street and somebody got shot. But at the end of the day, we need to figure out a way to, like, you know, curb this and make sure this doesn't happen again. And I think that's where the concern came from. Obviously, the next day, once, you know, it hit the news, a bunch of the residents that live downtown, whether it's the city center, the Avon, or people who, like, live in apartments along Main Street, you know, reached out to the Alliance asking if we knew, like, what future plans might be in the district for some additional safety measures, and as well as, you know, the business owners and the stakeholders that, you know, have leases downtown that they can't get out of, and hundreds of employees that depend on this income, and, you know, what the plan is. And I think the time is now to actually come up with a real plan. We've had numerous meetings over the years, and we've done things to be somewhat proactive with closing the street down to vehicular traffic to create some sense of control. But at the end of the day, it's obviously not enough, and we're looking to make some more drastic measures that we think would improve the overall safety, but also the experience and for people that are coming downtown.
I know that a lot of work has been put into making the Chippewa District safer. I know that back in May, you had helped announce with the mayor a public safety initiative aimed at improving safety and experience for those in the district. Was there a little bit of a reprieve when you heard that this incident didn't happen as the result of something that had taken place inside one of the businesses, that it was just a targeted outside of anything relating to the businesses in the district there?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously always, you know, a sense of fresh air, I guess, to a degree. But at the end of the day, you know, the Chippewa District is a destination. And, excuse me, the weekend, obviously, that we had with Halloween and the Chiefs fans in from out of town, I mean, downtown was as hustling and bustling as it ever is, you know. So we loved seeing all the foot traffic of everybody downtown. And then knowing that, it's just, you know, we know it's going to be a busier night. Everybody knows it's going to be a busy weekend. You know, we can't always control what happens in the surrounding areas of Chippewa, you know, the surrounding neighborhoods. But we feel if there was more of a visual security measure, you know, whether it's access points to check people getting onto the street, they're getting patted down or walking through, you know, metal detectors like you do at Sabres games and Bills games in the airport, just those little things might be the deterrence enough that for the people that are involved in scenarios like this don't feel comfortable coming down to this district, which again, you know, kind of ruins it for everybody else. So that's the kind of step forward that we're looking for, is some additional restrictive measures that allows us to bring private security down to the street, allows us to tell patrons, hey, if you don't go into a bar or restaurant, unfortunately, you can't just hang out. This isn't a public sidewalk anymore. This is more of a private entertainment corridor. And, you know, I think by supplementing 12, 15, 20 private security guards with the police detail that we have and having these access points, I think for the adults that are leaving a Chase show and want to have a glass of wine or a staycation and walk back to their hotel will feel a little bit more comfortable knowing that as they enter this district, the other people that are in there, you know, have been checked and are of age, and, you know, there's no weapons, there's no issues, and it's just more of a controlled entertainment district. And it's something that we want to model after Rochester. They've done it the past two summers, and it's worked really well over there. So we figure, why can't it work well for us here?
What was working well, and what are some of the things that you really liked about that initiative that was implemented in the entertainment district back in May and was working through the summer months?
So, I mean, you know, we don't need vehicular traffic coming down Chippewa anymore. Chippewa is not a connecting street to a major throughway system. Obviously, with the lack of people working downtown, you don't have people driving down Chippewa to get to work every day. So closing it off, you know, on the busy weekends was kind of a no-brainer. You do have thousands of people coming down to the bars, you know, at those late hours. And whether it's Uber drivers just stopping in the middle of the road, waiting for patrons, creating, you know, traffic jams. Obviously, in the summer months, you know, we see a lot of the people with the dirt bikes, the motorcycles, the ATVs kind of speeding around town, eliminating that access. You know, obviously, just increase the safety of the patrons that were coming downtown. You know, we don't want to see somebody getting hit by a car. We don't want to see this congestion. So that was like an easy way to at least control those situations. But I think it's just the next step, that bigger problem of, okay, now the street's closed and people know that. They can come downtown. They can kind of congregate, kind of loiter outside. They have no intention of going into any of the bars or restaurants. They're bringing open containers, which at the end of the day is just an appearance ticket. You know, when an officer gives that to them, there's just no real repercussions. And we're aware of that. We feel like the police are kind of handcuffed on being able to do their job. So that's where we want to help them and bring them some additional security measures that says, hey, listen, you know, you guys can take care of the major stuff, but if we can throw in some additional, you know, private security to ask patrons to kind of keep it moving or go into a bar or restaurant, we think that's the easy next move. It's just them signing off on it saying, you know, we're looking forward to doing something like that.
You made mention earlier in our conversation about fortifying a more solidified, bigger plan in terms of how to better enhance the safety for the public in the Chippewa District. What is that process? What would that process in your mind look like, and how long do you think it may take before something is more concretely put together and then is able to be enacted by the Alliance or by Buffalo Police or whoever?
From what we understand, it's going to take a change in legislation to rezone the street from a public street to a private entertainment corridor. Speaking to city officials, you know, it could take anywhere from 6 to 8 months to get the legislation written. It does have to go in front of the council and get voted on. So we understand it's a work in progress. We just want to know that basically we're moving towards something more permanent than the temporary kind of barricade, bike rack, street closure that we're using right now. Obviously, with the changing of the weather, you know, the people, the loitering and those issues happening downtown, it's not going to happen anymore, which obviously is more weather related. But having a game plan in place come 2026 when the weather starts breaking in April and May, if it's a reintroduction to Chippewa and, you know, here's these beautiful archways and entry points and, you know, it's a safe, secure environment is really the goal. So I think time is of the essence and the time is now to get the ball moving. So come next year when the weather starts breaking and people start going out again late nights and kind of with the intention of kind of hanging out, we'll see that that's just not the place to be in Chippewa. You know, you either go inside a bar or restaurant or you go somewhere else.
And how much do you feel that the change in the mayor's office may help you in any way? Do you feel that once Sean Ryan enters the mayor's office, now knowing that he is set to be the mayor as of the beginning of next year, do you feel that that's a benefit for you in any way?
You know, I mean, we had a great relationship with Byron Brown's administration. And we had a great relationship with Chris Scanlon's administration. And everybody's been, you know, super supportive and responsive. We understand things take time. But obviously, with the situation that happened, we feel like, you know, we need things to move a little bit faster. We don't have a relationship yet with Sean Ryan's team. A lot of our relationships downtown do. So we are leaning on our councilman, Mitch Nowakowski, to kind of bring the parties together, you know, introduce us to Sean's team. And obviously, you know, a lot of his conversations, it seems like he's, you know, putting downtown at the top of his priority list. And we love to hear that, right? So with all the investment happening at Shays and the convention center and all these hotels, they need to have a safe and thriving entertainment district. So we're hoping that, you know, Mayor Sean Ryan, you know, sees that and is willing to kind of make some of these tough decisions that are going to lead to a better tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.